Amen. Father, we just praise you, glorify you for all these wonderful people, brothers and sisters in you, Lord, and we thank you for them. We praise you, Father, that tonight is going to be an awesome, awesome night. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Father, for all the promises that you have given us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us dominion over the enemy. A dominion is great. And we praise you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, that tonight is going to be a special night because we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. And that's awesome because that's the one that resides inside of us. He not only resides inside of us, he directs our paths. He leads us. He teaches us. He does all the things. He wars for us. He does all those things for us, Lord, that you did for Jesus. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory, hallelujah, that tonight's going to be special. And we thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, anoint everybody here with the things that you'd have them to share in Jesus' name. Do y'all mind if I read you a prayer of the armor of, it's called the Armor of God prayer. And I'm going to try to put it in the first person for to encapsulate everybody, okay? Is that all right with y'all? Okay, now y'all just shut your eyes and just remember, it's the Armor of God prayer. Father God, you are awe-inspiring. You are magnificent and mighty. Your name holds more authority than we could ever conceive. You're stronger than we could ever dream. You're wiser than we could ever comprehend. And you're more loving and compassionate than we could ever imagine. You are God. You are above all. And we thank you for the powerful armor that you give to all of us. And I come this day to put on the belt of truth. And we acknowledge that we need truth. We need to be dedicated to truth. And we need to follow the truth of your word. Lord, we need to make reading your word a priority in our lives. And if we sincerely open our minds to your word, then we'll see the truth about what we need to increase in my life, our life, and what we need to decrease in our life. As I'm praying this prayer, we realize that the enemy of our soul wants to condemn us for our failures. But we declare that we will not let the enemy condemn us for our lack of success because you are pleased with us when we try. You want us to learn to be content in doing our best. And you want us to love ourselves anyway, just as you do. Now we put on the breastplate of righteousness. And we acknowledge that we are able to wear this breastplate because Jesus took our sins and gave us his righteousness. Lord, we will remind ourselves today of the enormous price that Jesus paid so that we could be set free. Jesus didn't take sin lightly, and we won't take sin lightly as well. We will show our respect for you, Lord, by seeking to obey you and seeking to please you this day. Now, Lord, we put on the shoes of peace, and we thank you for the peace that we have about our future home in heaven. We feel restful and serene when we think about the glorious place where we will spend eternity. Jesus told us that he gives us his peace. And Father God, we want to feel peace in our daily life. We want to feel calm and content as we move through our days. And by the power of Jesus Christ, we declare that today we will grow in our ability to live in peace, Lord of God. We will reject worry and fear. We will remember to trust you through all the circumstances of our day. We will not be moved by what we see or what we hear. And we will be moved by what your word says. Your promises are true. Your promises are backed by the honor of your name. Now we put on the helmet of salvation. We thank you for our eternal salvation. We thank you for the saving power of Jesus Christ that daily works in our life, helping us to defeat sin and helping us to put on the love of Christ. And thank you that you are renewing our mind and showing us how to defeat our wrong thoughts and wrong attitudes. Thank you that you are taking us from the way we have always been to the godly way. And we can be through the power of Jesus Christ. Now we pick up the shield of faith and we will feed our faith today. Our faith will grow stronger this day. We will meditate on your promises to take care of us. And when the enemy sends fire darts our way in order to discourage us or get us to doubt you, we'll raise our shield of faith and deflect his attacks, glory to God. Our shield is a shield of confidence that you, God, are able to take care of us. And we will continually remind ourselves of your faithfulness. Lord, we will be unwavering in our devotion to you this day. Now we pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we'll give voice to the word of God today. We will become more and more comfortable speaking out scripture. Lord, we will remind ourselves that when we speak your scriptures, your power is unleashed. You have given believers words that will change the world. And Lord, we dedicate our mouths to you. We want all our words to please you. Help us to gain greater control over our tongues. And we declare that today we will use our tongue to bless others, and we will avoid strife and unnecessary conflict in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we leave this time of prayer, we are going to be freshly focused followers of Jesus Christ. We are going to be a freshly focused follower of Jesus Christ in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, the armor is on. We're ready to go to battle now. Thank you, Jesus. All right. It's in the first person. It's not in the first person for all of us. It's just in I, which would be good. Yes, I'll do that. I'll try to send it in an email. I can't do it over here because I'll have to shut down everything to get to it. Okay, I'll send it out in an email here later. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests? Hi, y'all. Do you have a prayer request, Barbara? Barbara?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. All right. Anybody have a prayer request? I want to pray. Will y'all pray with me? Believe with me. Okay, Father God, we just lift up all the evangelists that are part of UBM and your world too, Lord, your whole world. We lift them up to you, Father. We ask, Father, for provisions for every one of them that needs to get the gospel out in the way that you'd have them get it out, Lord. We ask that you give them the faith to believe that when they pray, they'll be able to get the things that they need to get this gospel out across the world. And Father, we praise you, we glorify you, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that the books that are printed will be multiplied in Jesus' name, that they'll be multiplied to the effect that they won't ever run out. Every time they go to look for one, there'll be one there for them. All the books that they need, Lord, and we thank you for that. Lord, we ask for wisdom and discernment for each and every one of the evangelists that you have sent out. And not only that, Lord, we ask and we pray that no one's sent out that's not filled with the Holy Ghost. And we praise you for that, Father, because they need that power. They need that teaching. They need that leading from you, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for that, Father. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in all of them across the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Y'all believe with me that God is, he's providing everything they need. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Lana.
Hey everybody, I wanted to share a praise report if that's all right. I don't have a
Sure.
prayer request at the moment. So Sunday evening we were out with the family and the kids. We went to Anna's and Matt's, and as I was getting Gabe out of the van and I set him on the ground, our 18-month-old little guy, he seemed to stumble and kept walking. And so as I walked behind him, he stumbled again and fell. And I noticed it was because one of his legs buckled under him. And so I thought, odd. And I picked him up and I carried him into the house and we went into the backyard and I told Theo about it. And so I took off his pants to check out his leg because I once again set him down and he started to walk and his legs started to buckle. And he was starting to fall. And so I grabbed him. I checked out his leg. Everything seemed to be fine. So we rebuked it and we let him run off. And he seemed to recover at that moment. Fast forward, in the middle of that night, after we had gone to sleep, he kept waking up. And I thought because he was cold. But it turned out that leg was stuck in a bent position. And he was either in pain or it was just aching. But when I eventually got him out of bed in the middle of the night, he wouldn't let me do anything with it. He didn't want, like, when I picked him up, he would cry. When I laid him down, he would cry. And I wasn't sure if it was the whole leg or just one leg. And the next day, he couldn't walk. The leg would not unbend, or he wouldn't let me unbend it. And he spent most of the day sitting. And toward the end of the day, he started crawling a little bit. And so we kept rebuking it and pray, and just casting down everything. I have no idea up until this, even now, as I share this testimony, I have no idea what this could have been. And I just kept claiming that my kiddo would be walking again by the end of the day. And so yesterday he was crawling a little bit, but it was too frustrating for him because he wanted to walk and he couldn't. And so this morning, I did what I could with him. He didn't seem to be complaining too much, and I just kept claiming that my kiddo's going to walk. There's nothing wrong with his leg. I don't know what this is. We had narrowed it down to his knee. He couldn't unbend it. And mind you, he had not gotten hurt. There was absolutely nothing that we could think of that had gone wrong. And I continued to encourage him to try and walk, and he didn't want to do it. He kept that leg bent. He didn't want to put any weight on it. And I just kept rebuking it. I was like, nope, we don't receive it. This is not happening. My kiddo's going to walk again. Gabe's going to walk again. And after lunch, Theo came running and said, Mom, he's walking by himself. And I noticed that he was cautious, but he was doing it. And praise the Lord, he is back to normal. He's not complaining about the leg. He's walking. He's running. I have no idea what this weirdness was. It was kind of scary to imagine that little Gabe just backtracked 6 months and is no longer walking again, but we didn't receive it. And the kiddo is healed, whatever it was, and he's restored. All glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing that for Gabe. In Jesus' name. Enemy, you keep your hands off that boy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Isaac or Mariana.
Yeah, it's me. Hey, everybody. The
Hey.
I do. Hey, what's up? Good to see y'all. I had a testimony I want to share. So Sunday night, Michael sent out a thing of Signal for some spiritual warfare, and so we got on that. And I'll be honest with you guys, I don't do it enough. Sometimes I feel like I don't really do it much at all. Just being honest here. But man, it felt so fantastic. Like, you know how, like, if you work out, I wouldn't know that either, but I've heard if you work out, you feel better afterwards, right? You feel like rejuvenated. Man, I felt that way afterwards. And we took some time, and we just, went to warfare for my brother, 'cause I shared that testimony. I think it was last Thursday. Anyways, so now I hadn't talked to him in probably a week or so. So we did warfare. And Monday he called me, and he asked me, he said, Isaac, man, I had a dream. Can I share it with you? And I said, yeah, man. And, It was that day because he actually took a nap that day and woke up with the dream in Monday. And he told me, and it was an amazing dream. I won't go through all the details, but it was so cool because he's like, Isaac, what do you think it means? I said, well, first let's pray to the Lord. And we prayed. And he said, man, I hadn't had a dream in 20 years, man. Now, here's the thing. Nathan, when he was a kid, used to get dreams. He'd be scared. And he asked my dad a long time ago to pray those dreams off him, and dad did it. Now, I think my dad, I don't know, maybe dad didn't know. Maybe Nathan was getting prophetic dreams. I feel like they were. They weren't nightmares. I just don't think he knew any better, or we knew any better. But so he got that dream. And what it was, the first half of it, I won't go into it, but the first half of it, I feel like the Holy Spirit, man, was really just giving me the discernment and how to interpret what was economic, was about the basically the economic collapse that's coming. But then the second half was about Christ and his people, because he said he went to Chicago. Now, typically, I wouldn't like Chicago very much in a dream. No offense. Hope nobody's around there. If you're from Chicago, it's beautiful. Anyways, so he said, well, he said, but when I got to the Chicago, I went in by the lake, and then there was all kinds of people, and they were just all praising Jesus, man. And then, basically, I gotta turn my Bible to a certain point here. I gotta read. And he said, they're all praising Jesus and just in one worship, man. It was awesome. And he was like, it was fearful, but yet awesome at the same time. And he said, and there was light coming out of the sky. And I said, man, that is something. And he goes, what? Why Chicago? I said, well, I know they call it the Windy City. And I said, I know wind can be a spirit, and maybe it's that spiritual city in this meaning, man. I said, I could be wrong, discern for yourselves, but maybe it's that spiritual city, man. And you notice they were doing it in unison. And here's the thing, in the dream, he was given sunflower seeds. He was in a car. He went to this gas station. Somebody gave him sunflower seeds. And I said, oh man, sunflower seeds. I said, that's a good one. That's the SUN/SON. And I said, man, that's Christ in you. And I said, Nathan, when I used to commission, I was commissioning a job in Indiana, and I had to drive about a mile past sunflower fields. Their head always faces the sun. They're always looking at the sun. They always turn. And I said, and that's what's going to happen to you, bro. Your eyes are always going to be on the sun, the SON, man. It's going to be Christ in you. And it was so good. We had a great time. And man, he was really like repentant, and really, I could tell the stronghold that's been on him was it has taken, it has fallen off. And he
Praise
asked me, he goes,
God.
what do you think? Yeah, amen. And he goes, what do you think about the light? I said, Nathan, I really don't know, man. And then, dude, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit just threw it at me, a verse at me, and said, oh, I kind of did one of those numbers. I said, oh, there it was, Nathan. I said, it's Matthew 24:27. I said, dude, I said, check this out. I said, for as lightning cometh forth from the east and is seen even unto the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. I said, dude, that's Christ and his people. And he goes, it's funny because in a dream, I just knew I was on the east side of Chicago, on the east side of the lake. I said, well, man, that's awesome. And we were real excited. And he's excited, but he's yet a little fearful. And he says, Isaac, I'm just fearful these days and fearful. And I said, man, it's all right. The more Christ gets in you, perfect love casts out all fear. I said, you're going to lose that fear, bro. Don't worry about it. I said, let's do this one thing at a time. And he goes, he goes, well, I don't want to be seven times worse. I said, Nathan, we haven't got that point yet, man. I said, won't you just remember, they look for waterless places. So won't you just go get a little word in you? Whether if you can only handle a verse, do a verse. If you can do two, do two. If you can do a whole book or a chapter, do it, man. I said, because he who began a good work in you will perfect it today, Jesus Christ. I said, I know this, man. I just know it. And I said, we all prayed, Nathan. This is so miraculous that it just happened the very next day. I said, man, these, just bear with me. Not trying to be flattering here, but I said, the body of believers, man, they really, it's a different type of gospel, and it's so fulfilling, Nathan. I said, it's unlike anything we've ever known, because now it's the truth. And I said, man, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's been hidden from the generations, man. That's the mystery hidden from all generations. And I said, how come we didn't know? But yet here we are. Isn't it amazing? And it was just a good time. I didn't try to hit him over the head of too much. So I don't know, man. I was just so excited about that. Thanks for the warfare. I hope that continues, man. That was a lot of fun. That warfare music, man, gets you in the zone too. But hey, praise the Lord.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Father, for bringing Nathan in. He is a mighty man of God. We declare and decree it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Wow, praise God. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, David, go ahead, brother, or Elena.
Hi, dear family. It's me.
Hi, Elena.
I wanted to share kind of a testimony slash confession, just kind of all in one. But last week, my husband stumbled across this little short video of a sermon, and then later he actually looked up that sermon and he listened to it. And then sent it to me and encouraged me to listen to it. And it was a sermon by Dan Moeller called The Power of Love. And so I started listening to it, and I got about an hour into it. And then it's the whole sermon's an hour, 47 minutes. But I got an hour into it, and then I couldn't finish it. I got busy and, still hadn't been able to finish it for a whole week, but it was so eye-opening to me. It was so convicting in such a good way too, though. Like, I didn't feel condemned. I felt very convicted, and I was so encouraged that the Lord was just revealing to me just down to the basics of being love. And it was so just, I realized I had kind of forgot that that's the greatest commandment, that that's the first thing we need to do is love. I've been so focused on, oh, I need to sanctify this in my life and this and this. And I have this checklist of things that I'm trying to, you know, see the Lord manifest in me. And I'm trying to strengthen my faith and build my faith. And I'm, you know, but I'll see my failures and then I'll, you know, repent and just, you know, keep trying. And I forgot about love. I did. I'd get frustrated. I'd see how I'm failing with my children, how sometimes I would even just, I'd raise my voice at them. I'd get frustrated with them when they're not being obedient. And I'm just like, man, like, where's this coming from? I used to not be like this. Like, I felt like I used to have so much patience towards my children, and lately I'd just been so frustrated. And then yesterday I really went under a trial. Got really upset with my husband about something, and I could not forgive him. And I have this sermon that I listened to an hour of, and it's, you know, and it's, I'm like, well, you know, I'm not being loved right now, because in the sermon he was saying how, you know, if you're living for Christ and you love because he loves you, then nobody, you don't feel that anybody owes you anything because you have Christ, and nobody can hurt you because you have his love, and you just love them. And if they do something against you, you just want to pray for them because you love them and you want them to be in a better place because you care about them that much. And I'm, you know, and I have this in my head, and I'm, and yet I have the hurt, and I couldn't let go of the hurt. And I was like, I know I'm failing right now. Like, I know, like, I just listened to this sermon and I have this in my head, but I can't implement it. I have hurt and I have pain. And I'd try to fight it off and I'd feel a little better. And then it just, it'd come right back. And I'm like, I'm failing. And I couldn't even go to our fellowship meeting that night. And David stayed home because he didn't want to leave me in the state I was in. But, you know, I didn't overcome that night. And this morning, it was a rough morning. I was trying to just, like, okay, I'm just gonna pick myself up. I'm gonna, do stuff around the house. I'm not gonna be frustrated with my kids. Like, and it was like, it was all self-work. Like, I was trying to pick myself up by my bootstraps, as David Eales says. You can't do it. But I was trying. And I got so weak at one point. Like, I was just washing the dishes and just this exhaustion and weakness came over me. And I couldn't do anything. And I went on the couch and I just feel so broken, so down. I'm in such a dark place. And all I'm thinking is what a failure I am. I was like worried I was factious and all this, just all the attacks. And I was like, well, yeah, I have unforgiveness. So I'm giving up to the tormentors. All the demons are attacking me right now and I have no power. And so I have all this in my mind. And then, I put my girls down for a nap. They had woken up at 6 in the morning, which they never do. They always sleep until 9. So they were really tired. So I put them both down for a nap. And I was like, I need to get alone with the Lord. And so I turned that sermon back on. And those last 40, 47 minutes was so powerful. He mentioned this key point towards the end. And he was saying how, now that you know this, if you feel yourself getting thoughts that contradict it, don't start thinking, oh, I'm such a failure. Oh, God, forgive me because I'm failing. I'm having these thoughts. And, he's like, don't do that. Just thank the Lord for showing you that you have this, that you're acknowledging it now. And then you just cast it off of you and say and confess who you are. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's what I'm missing. Like, I'm just letting the condemnation take over me because I felt an emotion, because I felt, hurt. I felt pain. And so I just let it take over because I felt like such a failure for feeling that. And so I paused the sermon and I just. Sorry, Abigail ran up to me. Anyway, and I paused the sermon and I just lifted my hands to the Lord and I confessed, every the hurt that I had, those thoughts that I had, and I just thanked the Lord for his grace to be able to see to reveal that, yes, this stuff is in you, but I'm taking it out of you. Like, I know he's taking it out of me. And I just casted it off of me. And then I just thanked him. I was like, thank you, Lord, that I forgive because you forgave me. I have mercy because you had mercy on me. I have grace towards others because you had grace on me. And I love because you are love and you live in me. And I just was able to just be free. I felt so free, like just every chain was broken. And I was filled with just such a love, especially toward my husband, but also to the whole body. I felt so much love to every one of you. And I am sorry that when I go through these trials, I tend to shut away because I'm so scared of being factious. But that is the enemy trying to separate me and get me on my own and stuck in my dark thoughts. But thank you, Lord, no more. And I wanted to sing a song. Thank you, Lord. I'm gonna be able to sing it. I just love you all so much, and I think this is a beautiful little song that just kind of reflects us loving and fighting for one another. But anyway, do you guys hear me okay? I just hope my service isn't spotty.
Yeah, it's just fine. You go right ahead.
Okay. I know the price that he paid was so very high to let me be made one with you, my brother. The price of Jesus' offering was his very life. He was thinking of you. He was thinking of me, thinking of us. I know the price that he paid was so very high to let me be made one with you, my sister. The price of Jesus' offering was his very life. He was thinking of you. He was thinking of me, thinking of us. He healed us by his blood and gave us new life so that for each other we could fight. We now work side by side to build his house with our lives and to bring down all the barriers by his love, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We declare right now that we will pay whatever the price to be one heart in the Lord. And though the darkness may fight against us and try to tear us apart, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, together we'll walk it out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your mighty love.
Praise to
And I
God.
just pray an anointing of your love over every single one of
Blessed to
us,
the
Lord,
Lord,
your whole
blessed to
body. Unite us. Unite us
blessed to
as one heart in you, Father God. Thank you for the power that we have in your love, Lord. For your love covers a multitude of sins. It
blessed
casts
to
out
God.
all fear. Lord, your love gives us the power to fight for each other, to let go of ourselves, to die to ourselves and take our eyes off of ourselves, but to focus just on you, Jesus, and your love. And then we can focus on each other and fight for each other and just love and be love as you are love. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful gift, for the wonderful body of Christ, Lord. And that you are manifesting yourself in all of us. I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Wonderful song. Now we can add somebody else to the orchestra. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Elena and her family. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. That is awesome testimony, Elena. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, Joe. Go ahead.
So, on Sunday, remember I told the viewers on the conference call, the Lord was not finished with me. I was busy going through some stuff. He showed me things. Last night, he opened a major thing for me to see how we work. And he gave me a victory last night on I don't know if I have words to say. It's I haven't put it all together what he gave me, but let me just pray. Lord, thank you for your awesome God. Thank you for your kindness, your patience. Thank you for taking us by the hand. Show us, like Diana said, about love. Show us direction, how you care for us. Thank you for our brothers and sisters. Lord, thank you for being God, being there for me, for us, my Father, only one who loves me, gave me comfort, and your patience with me to give me victory after all these, say, couple of years going forward in you. Thank you for being with us. Bless your holy name. Thank you for what you're doing in me and through me. And thank you for my brothers and sisters in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Set us free, Father. Set us free. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Joe. All right, Benjamin.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, bud.
Today, I was working with my boss, and I started talking to him about God. And it kind of came up at lunchtime because I'll confess, I accidentally opened up YouTube at lunch and a Billy Graham video came up on my feed. And you can kind of hear, like, before the video starts, and I shut it down. And then I was like, Mark, do you believe in God? I was just asking. And then he's like, no, not really. And he's like, I definitely think Billy Graham's out of his mind. And then I'm like, well, what do you think's like so out of like why do you think he's so out of his mind? And he's like, I don't think that's the way Christianity should be done. And then I'm like, well, what like in my mind, I'm like, what do you think Christianity should be done? And then he's like, well, we should go over the video of Billy Graham and we can talk about it. And it was basically, he was talking about, Billy Graham was talking about, like, just repenting of your sins and rebuking your sins. And before I could even start a sentence, he was talking like how, like, insane he sounds, and how he, like, he said it's not all up for him, it's not for him. And he was focused on, like, oh, like, this whole religion thing, it's so, like, ridiculous. And I'm like I was just taken aback. I was just like, I haven't even said anything yet. I already don't want to talk to you. And it's just like nothing was coming to me. And I was just like, it was the second time I've ever talked to God about an unbeliever. And it's just, I'm starting to see a pattern that it's just, they all think it's like a religion, and I don't blame them for that. But the odd part was, the conversation didn't really go much further than that. But later on in the day, I was going for my run and I was thinking about it. And then I was thinking of all these things that I could have said to him after on my run. And I'm like, God, thank you so much for, like, showing me, but why wasn't this coming to me when I was trying to talk to my boss? And it's not aggravated is not the right word, but I thought of the verse, the Holy Spirit will come to you in those times. I'm paraphrasing the verse right now, but the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. And, you know, I'm really thinking about, like, trying to continue the conversation tomorrow. But at the same time, those words weren't given to me at the time of the conversation. So I guess I don't really know, like, where to go from there. But anyways, that's pretty much it. Like, I've been really, well, not, it doesn't keep me up at night or anything, but it's just like, I want to start confessing my faith a lot more to the people that I've known my whole life. And because I've noticed that I haven't really been doing it that much. Like, I haven't been like coming out from them. I haven't left. They still think I'm Ben. They haven't like seen like the disciple of Jesus yet, I guess. They haven't seen that in me. I can see like with the friends that I was really close to, they can definitely tell. But I wanna be that difference now. And I don't want to do it by my works, but I want to be led by God and do it. So I don't know if what I did was by my works or by God's, but I feel like the fact that I didn't say anything after I wasn't getting anything, I felt like that was kind of like being weak to the weak. Any input
Well,
on that?
what I would do is pray that if you wanted him, if the Lord wants you to share anything, that he, your boss, would bring that up again. And if he brings it up again, you'll know that that's the Lord, and you can go for it, man. You can grab a hold of that demon and strangle the life out of
Amen.
him. Amen. But like Alina was talking about, with love,
With
strangling
love.
with love. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah, Lana.
I just wanted to share something about the wonderful timing and work of the Lord real quick. So ever since I've shared my testimony about what the Lord has done in our household, I think this is a combination of maybe retaliation and a trial, and we have an answer. So for the last maybe, I don't want to say a whole week, but it feels like it's been a whole week. I've been struggling to hang on to this change that's happened in our household with the boys and the training and just this being on fire for the Lord. All of that's still there, but it's been a struggle to maintain, and frustration's been happening all over again. And I couldn't figure out whether it was me or whether the boys were onto something, picking up new attitudes or something like that. And so tonight I was just crying out to the Lord right before the meeting. I was telling him, Lord, I need my eyes opened. I need something to change. I don't want this to keep going. I need to handle this appropriately. And I know I'm failing. I'm failing. I'm failing. And I've been going to bed with condemnation as well. And as soon as Elena started sharing, it hit me hard. It's been the love part that's been missing, because I've gotten so caught up in my works that love had to be set aside. And I'm so glad that the Lord spoke to Elena, because he spoke to me during that time. And I know what's missing, and it's missing no more. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Lana and everybody else that needed it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Vanita. Thank you, Lana.
Yeah, when Joe was talking, it just made me think. I had a dream last night. It was a really good dream. I was interviewing President Trump, and all this stuff happened, and I don't remember very much of it, unfortunately. I'm not very good at just getting up right away and writing it down when it's fresh, and I got to get better about that. And but the thing about the dream, at the very end of it, there was some, I don't know, something giving me some instructions at the very end on how to prepare for things that are coming. And I was so excited to get these instructions. And I got the first one, and there was like three or four of them I knew. But I got the first one, and then I woke up. I was like, man, that's not, I want all of it, So I just was praying. I just want to pray that the Lord just, give me those full instructions, in a dream or however, through the word, just complete that work that he started. And I, just look forward to getting those instructions from him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for the word. Glory, hallelujah. What happened to Angelica? She had her hand up, and then all of a sudden she just disappeared. Oh, there she is. Did you have something you wanted to share, Angelica?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. I got disconnected. I just wanted to maybe share something with Brother Ben, just kind of concerning that. I think that especially when you're new in the Lord, we have a lot of things that the Lord has, you know, just blessed us to overcome. And when sharing with unbelievers, it's probably good not to go too deep into scripture, because, you know, you're just learning, and sometimes the enemy can really use someone to just trap you into arguments and things like that. And that's not a good, you know, witness of love, like, you know, like Sister Elena was talking about. We want to be the love. We want to show them what they're missing in Christ, basically. And so I know when I first got born again, I was on fire for the Lord, and I just was always looking for an opportunity to speak about him. And so I was just kind of always listening for my cue, like when someone would talk about something, you know, whatever they were going through in their life, you know, I would just turn it around and give my testimony about what the Lord did for me in that situation, if I had something similar, and just give them, you know, a lot of the times I would just say, you know, the Lord will do that for you, and I'm going to pray for you, and I just believe the Lord's going to do that for you. And a lot of the times it just softens them, because it just shows that you love them and you care for them, instead of making it about like a doctrinal issue or, the enemy will always get, you know, get these unbelievers to focus on the apostate Christianity, because that's what's seen in the world. But it's the one-on-one, you know, individual love and the witness that you give, the change in your life that they're seeing every day. And that will make them want what you have. I just wanted to share that.
Amen. I'm glad you brought that out, because Jesus never did condemn anybody in his walk. He always said, just go and sin no more. Just go and sin no more. Don't do what the apostate church does, is preach sin messages all the time. That's what they do. Come up to the altar and confess your sin and all that kind of stuff. When Jesus, all he did was preach love and compassion and heal people, deliver people, set them free, and said, now go on and sin no more. And that's the way we ought to be. All right. Thank y'all for sharing that. That's awesome. Thank you, Father. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Claire.
I do have something to share, but I can't do it now. So I'll come back at the end, hopefully.
Okay. Okay.
Thought I could. Can't anymore.
Hey, Debbie Fenske, would you do us a favor and tell us what the Lord told you in the blog? Because everybody here doesn't get the blog. Do you mind doing that?
I can remember it because it was short.
Okay,
it was important. That's why he brought it back to me today.
Okay.
I shared about it that during towards the end of the worship.
Give us some background now.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Toward the end of the worship, we're singing a song. Oh, He has redeemed my soul. Barry reminded me that's what it was. He has redeemed my soul. Is what we were singing. And so then after we've done, then Barry's got doing this instrumental playing on his instrument, you know, strumming and then all of a sudden I felt a real anointing come on it that kind of like changed what we were hearing from his guitar, like changed. It was real anointing. Anyway, so I had three times I heard redeemed. or not hear it in a voice, but it came to me, redeemed. I just, huh. And I came again and again. And I felt I was, you know, it was such an anointing on Barry's, what he was playing. And then getting that, I felt it was to be shared, but I thought, well, that's all, you know. So I didn't share anything. I didn't share it. And I know that if I had started speaking it out, I'm sure the Lord would have had more flow from me, from him through me, but I didn't. So, I was asking forgiveness for not, you know, not doing that. And I repented to the Lord. I told the Lord I was sorry last night, but I wasn't really a repentant heart. And so today he really convicted me, started speaking to me and convicting me about that. And he did speak to me what it was, that rest of the word. And he was saying, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. My children, I have redeemed you. Rejoice in that I, your God and Savior. No, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. My children, you are redeemed. Rejoice in that I, your God and Savior, has redeemed you. You are mine. And that's what it was. So I shared.
Amen. Boy, that would have been shouting words last night or Monday night, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Glory to God. But it is tonight, yeah. Too. Thank you, Father. It is
thank
tonight,
you, Jesus.
Too. Thank you, Father. Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord,
exactly.
That you have redeemed us, Father.
Amen.
And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Woo, my, 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 my.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Debbie.
Amen. You're welcome.
Y'all ready to praise the Lord? Okay. Hit it. Who's got it? Julie, is it you that has it?
Oh, is that my cue? Yeah, I've got it ready to go. I was just waiting. You got to give me permission?
I have given you permission. You may begin.
This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is a day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is a day that the Lord has made. This is my commandment, this is my commandment, that you love, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full, that your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again and say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again and say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again and say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again and say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again and say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again and say rejoice. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Praise Him, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Shouting to God with a voice of praise. I got a river of life flowing out of me.
to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets those captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Is a day that the Lord has made, has made. Hallelujah! Glory to God.
That's a good one. I like that one. I'd get the juices flowing. Glory to God.
That's like one of those songs you play first thing in the morning.
Yeah, bound out of the bed.
That song.
Bound out of the bed. Yeah. Have it timed. That is, yeah, glory to God. That's a good one. Thank you. Go ahead, Donna.
So I have a praise report.
That's here, girl.
Last week on Wednesday, I heard the Lord's voice very clear. And I've been struggling with eating back and forth. Sometimes I eat out of comfort. And anyway, he said, enough. And he said, I want you to fast 7 days. And it's like, oh, I am not a faster. I'm just not. And I said, okay, Lord. And you know what? It's just amazing. I'm on day six. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock will be day seven. And God's strength is just amazing. I mean, it's just totally God, 100%. He's just gave me the strength, and I mean, all glory goes to God.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Overcoming power. That's what he gives us. Thank you, Father. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He gives us that overcoming power to do the things that God wants us to do. Thank you, Lord, that it was her. And she did it, and she's an overcomer now. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Anybody else? As you were saying, comfort food, I was sitting there eating a cracker. I said, oh, my goodness. throw it back on the table over here. I felt guilty. Goodness gracious. Condemnation flew all over me. But we reconciled. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Man, it's already been an awesome night, hasn't it? Glory to God, it's been awesome. Thank you, Jesus. And to top it off with that happy song. Okay. What were we going to talk about tonight? Oh, hindrance to tongues. And there was another one in there. Y'all, anybody else remember what the other question was? Yeah, Missy?
How to pray for someone to receive the Holy Spirit, oh, I believe.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. First of all, let's just determine what tongues are for. Does anybody tell me what tongues are for? Oh boy, this is going to be an interesting time. Yeah. Okay, Donna.
I would say, well, it says in the word that it's to edify ourselves, and then also to edify the body when you're in, like, the body of Christ. It's to, you know, you're speaking in a language that somebody might come into the church, and that they might hear, you know, something in their language which may make them a believer.
Okay. All right. That's good. Anybody else? Yes, Julie.
You're able to speak. I need to change. Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
It's the ability to speak to the Lord in a prayer language that is only known to him as the Spirit. And you're speaking to him perfect prayers, so that your mind does not get in the way. Your thinking doesn't get in the way. It's an awesome gift. It's a powerful gift. And the Lord wants everyone to have that. You know, he wants all of his children, all of his believers to have that.
Amen. That's so true. All right, Missy, you had your hand up a while ago. Uh-oh, comfort food.
Nuts. it's to build yourself up in your most holy faith.
Yes, that's one of them. That's good. Yeah, Malcolm?
I was going to say it's a little hard to since tongues is supernatural. I think it's going to be hard to identify all the different parameters of what tongues entails and what it does. Because it's just one of the gifts that God gives us to minister to ourselves and others around us to be part of the body. So these are supernatural things. So it might be hard to identify everything.
It's hard to do it with our physical senses. Yes, it is. But spiritually speaking, the Holy Spirit is to make us aware that what? That God is in us. And not only that, we're to utilize the languages that he's given us in order to edify ourselves and the body. Builds up us. I think it's missing most holy faith. Yeah, Malcolm, you still got your hand up? Did I just not put you down?
I don't know. I guess I should figure out how to drop my hand.
That's all
no,
right.
I think it's down. Okay. tongues is just another weapon or tool in the arsenal. I mean, there's just we just have a lot of, God's just given us everything we need to deal with whatever he puts before us. So it's pretty exciting.
Amen. Yeah, that's the power in it. Go ahead, Julie.
In Romans 8:26 and 27, I just want to read those. And in like manner, the Spirit also helps us in our infirmity, and that's weakness, our weakness. We know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's why it's so powerful, because there are times when you don't know how to pray for somebody, even yourself, that you need to be able to do that.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Claire.
If I just look at my own life, the hindrances, I know we don't want to concentrate on the bad report, but if you know what the hindrances could be, then you can pray against those when praying for a new believer. And in my own life, I'd never even heard of tongues until I think like the night I got baptized. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know at all. And so, you know, there's ignorance. And sometimes if it's coming from plain ignorance, then it's very easy to accept. But then there's also that bad doctrine, you know, that says this is demonic. I've heard people say that. Well, if I'm not speaking a language you can understand, then it's demonic. Well, that's just poor doctrine. And unbelief. And then there's fear, you know, which is sometimes I found it was rooted in Jezebel in me in the beginning, fear of letting go, like fear of controlling what's coming out of my mouth, because, oh, Jezebel loves to control everything, doesn't she? So it was really tough to kind of let that go and let the Holy Spirit wash over me. So those were the things I think that I struggled with in the beginning. And that I've seen other believers struggle with as they walk this path of wanting to speak. And then also like fear of man, sounding silly in front of others. Even if you're all believers, even if everyone's speaking in tongues, but you're the one who's not, you'll still cling on to being the not because you don't want to sound silly. But we, you know, we should embrace being fools for Christ. It makes for a very peaceful life that way. So yeah, those were the things that were hindrances in the beginning. And then also like not knowing that for me, I didn't know that there was more than one word per person. I thought there was only one word given and that was the end of it. And I could just say that over and over again until I came to some form of maturity. So, yeah, just those were the things that we can pray for people. So we can pray that they are, they come out from the dark, come out of the darkness and into the light, and that they would leave the traditions of men behind, and that they would have perfect peace and surrender themselves completely to the Lord and be a vessel for his honor. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You remember the testimony of Rex that gave us the teaching of the Holy Spirit? He said, Lord, I just love my language. This da, 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 da. I said, I just love it, Lord. But could you give me a full language? And the Lord did. Gave him a full language. It's an awesome, awesome testimony. Go ahead, Andrew. I listened. One other thing. By the way, a lot of people don't have but just two or three words that they have speaking for a while. And then all of a sudden, you're out there praising God and you're using those two or three words that you have and you're doing it in the spirit with that da, 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 da. Then all of a sudden, the glory of God comes down, opens yourself up, your spiritual self up, and a full language develops right then. You might sound like a Chinese, you might sound like a Mexican, I don't know, but whatever it is, it's God. That's all you need to know. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, I have a question here for all you biblical scholars there. in Ephesians 2 and 8, it says, for by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift from God, not by works, lest any man should boast. We all know that gift is new life, and tongues is a gift of the Spirit. So, you know, the Lord wants to give us life and life more abundantly, if I'm getting this correct, gift in this verse. And the gifts of the Spirit is something that's going to be given to people who have the life already. So I don't know if it's the same gift in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And when it says the gifts of the Spirit in chapter 12 of Ephesians, but you know, we have to grow in this life, and to grow in this life, all we need to do is ask for these spiritual gifts. And it goes from life to light in John chapter 1, but we're supposed to ascertain this, because in the beginning, in the first church, they would just get the tongues, you know, and they'd be off and ready because they would get the spirit-filledness right away. And that was exciting for them to have it that way. So I think the Lord is wanting to give us the Holy Spirit, even as the verse says, to ask. And you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Heavenly Father give to you the Holy Spirit to them that ask, you know? So I left the evil part out because we're not evil. So Let's just, you know, focus on that because, you know, I don't know if I was supposed to leave the evil out, but I don't think we're evil because we're saved. We're saved, and we are going to have what needs to come to pass, you know. And I know sometimes you can have a person might speak in tongues and then it'll be a contagious thing, you know, where the next person will do it. I was in a church once where that happened, where the pastor came down off the altar and was calling people up on who they wanted to receive this. And he just left the young people there in the church to do it. And they, one by one, as they were going up, they were receiving tongues. And even the visiting pastor had nothing to do with it. They just went off to the side, let the Lord do it all, and it was working.
Praise God. Praise God. And, that's where it all be done.
Yeah. And, well, praise God and glory to God. So this is something, you know, fathers want you to be very gifted, you know. But what is the gift but the life itself, and the life more abundantly? And more abundantly is he wants to give you more of this life in Christ. So praise God. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Go ahead, Isaac.
Hello. You know, I've actually seen this before as far as a hindrance to speaking in tongues, but I'll say it this way: as a hindrance in receiving tongues. I've witnessed before where I've explained how I received the gift of tongues. It was really supernatural, it was super awesome. And a gentleman I know, he, I thought about this for a while actually, and I guess he desired it, but wouldn't receive it. And I wondered why. And, you know, I feel like it just kind of dawned on me that if somebody was going to give me a gift, I wouldn't define the parameters how they give me that gift. You know what I mean? If you're given a gift, you just accept it. You don't say, well, it has to be this a way, and everything's got to be lined up in such and such a way for me to receive it. Because that wouldn't be a very, I don't mean it's rude, but that wouldn't be a very, you know, it's one thing to be a cheerful giver. It's a whole other thing when you're not a cheerful receiver, right? And I actually seen that, and this is where I really feel like we can't predetermine our mind, well, it has to be this way. Well, it will be however God chooses, because he's the one that gives the gift. I've seen that be a hindrance. And we know that every good gift is from above. And we know that, was it John 1, 1 James 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom can be no variation, neither shadow is cast by turning. You know, and with these gifts, you know, we freely receive them. And it's just grace that we get them. It's an awesome thing. But that's all. Thank you.
Amen. It is. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Geneva.
Here we go. Okay. I got this iPad, so I'm trying to figure out how to use it. but hi, everyone. It's been a little bit since I've been on here. But I had a question about when you do speak in tongues. So for me, it's like I'm speaking in the language, but then like in my head, I'm like praying. Is that how tongues works, or is tongues more you're just? I've had this question for a while actually, which I know, like I've had the Spirit come over me, and Isaac was there actually when I was little, and I was praising the Lord and giving a testimony. It just came out, and it was like something I never felt before. You know, the Lord's done it before as well, but like when you just start speaking in tongues and praying in tongues, like I know it's the Lord, you know, speaking through us, but are you also like praying in your mind? Does that make sense?
Well, you can be, but it's not necessary because your praying in tongues comes from your spirit. You can sit there and read a book or do whatever else you want to with your mind, but you can be speaking in your spirit, you know, praying in the spirit with the tongues. You can do that. I've done that many times. But yeah, you can pray in tongues silently if that's what you're asking. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that makes more sense. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it just comes from your spirit. Go ahead, Ben.
So when you're speaking in tongues, are you like thinking about what you're saying?
Like, not at all.
Are you just like, okay, I'm going to speak in tongues now.
Okay, let's go for it, brother. Lord of God.
Come on.
No, listen to me, Ben. It's nothing that, but you, it's something that you have to initiate with your mouth. He's not going to make you do anything, but if you wish to speak in tongues, it comes from here. You can't see me, but I'm patting my belly. It comes from there. That's your, that's where your spirit man is. Okay. And it comes from there and it comes up and it comes out, but you have to initiate with your mouth and your voice. You understand? Lord, I thank you for, I've asked you for the gift of the baptism and the Holy Spirit and all the things that goes with it. And tongues is one of them. And I thank you, Father, that that's going to happen to me now. And I praise you, Father, for that. And then you just go do whatever it feels like you need to do. You say. It'll just come right out of your spirit. You'll start saying, you might go, da, you know, and you'll just take off. It comes from your spirit. It doesn't come from your mind. Forget that. But you can start it with your mouth. God's not going to speak for you. He's going to speak through you. You understand?
I understand.
Okay. And it's initiated by you opening your vocal cords and allowing the Lord to take control of it. And he will. Just thank him and praise him for doing it. You will. You'll feel something coming up, rising up in you and coming right out of you. It doesn't have to be a feeling, but that's generally what happened.
All right.
Yeah. I say do it. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Vanita.
Yeah, I just first wanted to share with Ben, you know, when I didn't have it, I was like, okay, I'm just going to, because Michael had told me just to speak it. And I would try and I was like, okay, that's just me trying to make that sound, you know, and I could tell that it was just me, you know. And then one day I just started doing it and it wasn't me. And I could tell the difference. So like you'll just speak it, just try to speak it and you'll know it's not you. You'll know it's you if it's you.
You'll feel it. You'll feel it.
Yeah. And then when it finally came to me, I was like, wait, was that me or not? And then it just kept coming. I'm like, oh, it wasn't me. Okay. And then like at first I didn't even want to say anything about it because I didn't think it was, I thought it was me, but then it just became just so natural that it wasn't me. So you just got to, yeah, to practice and you'll know when it's you and when it's not. But I also just wanted to say that, you know, the gift, it's like you cannot receive the gift unless you believe for the gift.
Yeah.
And I didn't know to believe for the gift, obviously. I mean, those cankerworms and all those other worms have just stolen so much in the last 2,000 years from the body of Christ and through these religions. And it's just put such a blinder on so many children of God and they just can't believe for it. And it's like, oh, just believe and then you'll get it, you know, and they just can't. It's so frustrating, but Lord knows that. And he's just going to do such a revival and such a great work. It's going to be exciting. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes, you have to believe. And I believe Angelica came up with that also. She said, you have to believe that you're going to do it. So when you start speaking, you say, I'm speaking in tongues, Lord of God. Then you go on talking and it'll come. All right. Will, go ahead, brother. Or Louise. Thank you, Lord. He's got a strong internet. You have a strong internet. In the name of Jesus, I command complete English to come out of there. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Will. We got it now, brother. I said, go ahead in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for opening up his communications in Jesus' name. All right, Will, go ahead, brother.
I make a point.
Say again. Did he leave? He must have went off. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Gaynote.
I was just recalling when I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how exciting it was and how excited I was. You know, I hadn't been, that wasn't a part of any of my growing up teaching at all. But when I first came in contact with that, I so wanted that gift. And I was at a meeting and there was another lady praying with me to receive that. And she told me, she says, well, just praise the Lord. And so I was just praising the Lord and thanking him for everything and thanking him for being who he was. And all at once, the words just flew out of my mouth. And I just did not want to stop speaking in tongues. It was, I think I did it for hours when it first came on me. And I was so excited. And we had been at a meeting that was, a couple hours away from home. And oh goodness, it was just the most exciting thing. And I got home, couldn't sleep. I mean, our meetings went to like almost midnight. And so it was like very late when we got home, like between 2 and 3 in the morning. And I was still thanking the Lord for that. And as I was thanking him, there was this little demon I saw pacing back and forth along the mop board and with his hands behind his back, just mumbling and grumbling, because it just made such a difference in my life. And it was exciting. It was very exciting. So just praise the Lord. And you know what? He'll just fill your mouth with his words. It's awesome. Really awesome. So just.
Amen.
Thank you. Praise you, Lord. You're just great. Awesome. Yeah. Anyway, that was my experience. And it was just an awesome experience for me.
Yeah.
And amen. Still is.
Thank you, Lord. The thing about tongues is this, man, is that you can pray the perfect prayer. Every prayer you pray in tongues is answered because it comes directly from God. And it's completely 100% going to be answered. Now, you may not know what you pray, but it's going to be answered. Because it comes straight from God. You know, it comes straight from the Holy Spirit. He knows how to pray. And you can tell him this, Lord, pray through me for this particular circumstance or person. And you can pray in the Spirit. You ain't going to mess it up. God don't mess up his praying. But we sometimes do what we think that we need to pray. But if you pray in the Spirit, it's a perfect prayer. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, I lost my one thought, but one thing that I was thinking, you know, when I'm praying in the spirit, I'm praying with my mind too. And I think, you know, lots of times that's where it comes in, where it says, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You know, because when you're praying in the spirit, he, you know, and also when you're praying the spirit too, the spirit will bring things to your mind of what he wants you to intelligently pray for, you know, too. So that's just some of my thoughts and experience on it too.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Angelica.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say what Missy said, that I also, when I pray in the spirit, I pray with my mind. And also I've had times where I guess just kind of maybe discouraged and stuff like that. And I feel like I'm getting the interpretation of what I'm praying, which is really encouraging, you know, to hear what the Spirit is praying through you. And, or at least, you know, speaking to you, you know. There's been times where I just feel like a holy boldness just rise up, you know, after, and it's like the Spirit is doing war on your behalf, you know, and making war with the enemy and whatever's being said. And you just feel a rising up in the spirit, and you just feel like this authority, you know, with it. And it's really cool. But I also have had a lot of those hindrances in praying in the spirit. I guess sort of like a fear of the unknown, or fear of like what Sister Claire said, giving full control to the Holy Spirit. Like it's, I think a lot of it has to do with not understanding the Holy Spirit and what the Lord intended, you know, to give us through the Holy Spirit, and what the Holy Spirit's job is. And so I'm learning that, and it's like, wow, like the whole church totally, you know, the apostate church just totally disregards the Holy Spirit. And that's the problem, is that, you know, they're trying to accomplish what only the Holy Spirit can do in the flesh. And I think we've all can say we've experienced that to some degree. You know, anytime we're in works, we're trying to accomplish what only the Holy Spirit can do through us, through faith alone. And it's so horrible. I mean, I can't imagine how the Father feels that we reject such a wonderful gift because we don't understand it, or, you know, we think we can accomplish God's will with our own strength. Anyway, that's what I just wanted to share.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, I'll tell you what, a lot of people, a lot of churches think that the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues is the least of the gifts. I'm here to tell you, I think it's number one. I do, because it edifies you, builds your faith up, and the overcoming power of the Holy Spirit goes through that. That's a weapon. That's a weapon that you have. Lord of God. Go ahead, Missy. I didn't see your hand up there.
The other week, I was... really having a good time with the Lord. I was worshiping him and praising him, but I got into praying in tongues, and the Lord started speaking to me, and I was having a conversation with him in my mind. He was talking to me as I was praying in the spirit. He was encouraging me, but we were having a conversation back and forth, and it was so awesome. It was so awesome. It was so encouraging. Praise you, Lord. This is cool.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yeah, the speaking in tongues, how many of you do it all the time? I do it. I mean, I'd be walking in Walmart praying in the spirit. You better. I tell you what, them demons all over that place. Praise God. Go ahead, Claire.
This is not a big thing, but in the beginning, when my kids were very little, I don't think they understood what I was doing. And I was also probably a few years ago, you know, still shy about it, or I would do it, you know, quietly. But now, wherever we go, I'll just, you know, start speaking in tongues. And then the kids have these reactions. Like one of them will say, "What do you see? What's going on, mommy? What's wrong?" Or, "What do we have to, why are you praying? What's wrong?" And I'm like, "No, nothing's wrong." But it's going to stay that nothing's wrong because mommy's praying, you know? So it's quite sweet that they see that. I would love for my children to speak in tongues. I hear of other communities where kids receive the gift of tongues, you know, before they're baptized or whatever, you know, they're just in that environment where they're immersed in it and it's normal. And, yeah, I have faith that my children will receive that, before they get baptized is what I'm saying. I would love that, but obviously the Lord knows what they need and when he'll give them the faith to receive it. So yeah.
Amen. All right, Lana, I hope you're going to do what I ask you to do.
I sure am, but
I'm gonna
be speaking by faith because I let it slip from my mind and I haven't confirmed it yet, but Sunday night, we were getting into our vehicle, into our van to head home, and we had logged on to the outreach to join the prayer. And so I had my boys get in the van, and I told them to buckle up, and I got into the van, and I immediately went to praying. I started praying in tongues. I pray out loud. I do it all the time at home. And if the boys get rowdy and they disrespect me or seem to be ignoring what I'm doing, then I will tell them, "Mommy is praying. You need to chill out and go do something." So they're familiar with me doing that. So the boys get in the car and they're like, "Oh, Mommy's praying." And they start mimicking me. And I instantly tuned my ears and I listened to little Fio, because Max just said a couple words and then he, ha, ha. But Fio said a whole sentence and I thought, that sounds legit. But he thinks he's messing around. And he did it again today, except he only did about three words. And I wanted to check, but I got distracted with the boys. And I think little Fio has the gift of tongues and he doesn't even know it. It's so cool. So thank you, Lord, that you will remind me. And I'm going to sit down with my boys and I'm going to have them start praying. And I'm going to encourage them not to be scared because they want to pray like mommy. And that little Fio has the gift of tongues. And that if little Fio has the gift of tongues, we know Max will not be left behind, because you can't leave Max behind. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. No, little brother's going to do what big brother does. So it'll be awesome.
Oh, don't, it's always like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just let them have their own language. Don't try to prime them with your language. Let them have their own.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. You know, we had some kids here earlier, 8, 9 years ago, that were, the two little girls were speaking in tongues all the time. I was so amazed that God used, I'm talking 4 and 5 year old kids, you know, speaking in tongues. That's awesome. Glory to God. It's a very needed gift. It's one that you can't make it without it in the days ahead. You need the Lord gift of tongues in order to, you know, one time, scientists hooked up Lake to a brain thing that registered in some kind of, I forget what the register was, but it was something about their intelligence or something. But as he spoke, he spoke and read Edgar Allan Poe. And, you know, it went up a little bit, and the thing did, but then he started speaking in tongues. And when he started speaking in tongues, the thing went off the charts. And these scientists were amazed. I said, stop. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm speaking in tongues. He said, okay. He said, do that again. And so he went, read another poem of Edgar Allan Poe's, and it was just normal. And then he said, and then he started speaking in tongues and praying in tongues. The thing went off the charts again, and they were amazed. They said, we've never seen anything like this in our whole life. Never. This ain't possible. He said, everything's possible with God. He said, that's the power of the Holy Spirit that's coming out. You're seeing coming inside of me. That's what happens to you when you speak in tongues. The power of God multiplies in you. Your immune system becomes totally 100% divine health when you pray in tongues at least an hour and a half a day. They said that every 30 minutes of praying in tongues gives you 30%. It ups your immune system by 30%. So if you pray an hour, that's 60%. If you pray for an hour and a half, that's 90%. So why not go ahead and do 2 hours so you can slosh off on somebody? You know what I'm saying? So you can give somebody else some Holy, some Spirit, some power of God. And I'll tell you something else. If you do it every day, when it comes time to pray for somebody that's needy, that you hadn't been fasting and praying for or whatever, yeah, it'll be there available for you because you're doing it every day. And the power of God will go through you into them and heal them or deliver them or whatever it is. You stay focused with the Lord. You stay in tune with Him as you, and of course, that's what somebody asked Blake one time and said, what is the essence of your ministry? He said, the power of my ministry is praying in tongues loud and often. That's what it was. He would go out praying in tongues. He said, Lord, I'm going to go out and I'm going to pray for you. He said, I'd like to, and he'd go out every how long he'd walk. And he'd come back, and as he turned around to come back home, he said, Lord, now interpret this for me. And the Lord would interpret it for him as he came back. And when he got home, he'd write it all down. That'd be the message that he'd give that night. And if you'll read those books of his, see some of his sermons, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's powerful sermons. All of his sermons were laced with speaking in tongues and getting interpretation for it. It's all throughout his sermon list. Yeah, Julie.
There's something that was coming to my mind. We were talking about what might be hindrances to receiving the gift of tongues and that kind of thing too. Is I remember that when I went through deliverance and things, I was already speaking in tongues, but something that was talked about was one of the hindrances can be any occultic practices that you've been in. You know, even like playing around with the Ouija board and going to like, you know, some kind of medium for, you know, seance or
belong to any kind of secret society.
Yeah, anything like that can be a hindrance. And you just, you know, you repent of it, you renounce it, you don't, you know, just get cleansed of it. And that's just one of those things too that can be a hindrance. So that was what's coming to me.
Amen. That's exactly right. So repent of it. And just ask the Lord to fill you up. And when he fills you up, say, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful language you've given me. And then watch what happens. And said, I thank you, Father, I'm going to praise you. And before I'm through praising you, I'm going to be speaking in tongues, glory to God. And then whatever comes up, whatever comes up. It may sound stupid. You know, first time I spoke in tongues, I said, that is so stupid. What is that? Don't sound like no tongues to me, you know. But when I got out there in my garage, my shop that day, and I was praying up, said, Lord, I just love you and I praise you and I glorify you. I thank you, Father, for this wonderful language you've given me, all three words of it. And I'd start praying it. Then it was like God dumped a whole bucket full of glory up on myself. And it went through my whole body. Man, I'm telling you, it felt like I thought I was going to go to my knees. It was so awesome. And after that, and I sound just like a Chinese. I said, what is that? And it was my full language as I kept going. I did that for 4 hours. You know why? Because it felt like that I was fixing to take off most any time. It did. It felt like that was just me now. The Lord did that for me because they know it. The Lord knew how hard-headed I was, you know. And he said, I got to break through all of that Michael Harris stuff, and I'm going to do it. And that's what he did. It might be different from you. I don't know. But that's what he did for me. You don't have to feel a thing. Just start talking. A lot of people don't. But once you get it, you got it. You don't lose it. You want to practice it, practice it, practice it, practice it, practice it. I'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning during those times back then and pray for a couple of hours outside in the backyard. I'd even get my shofar out and start blowing it too until the neighbors got mad at me. But that's the truth. I had a phone call about 2 weeks later. I said, Michael, do you mind not blowing that thing at 3 o'clock in the morning? I said, I'm sorry. I didn't know you could hear it. He said, yeah, you're just right across the road from me. I said, okay, I'll quit blowing it. I was having a good time. Yeah, that's right, dude. Anyway, tongues is great. Tongues is really great. It's what I have the best time. We had a good time the other night. Sunday night, praying in tongues with that mighty war music. Boy, that was awesome. We worked up 60% of our immune system. No, more than that. Probably 100% of it. Did we go for 2 hours? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Man, we're set ready to go. That devil ain't got a chance, I'm telling you. We're primed. I got my guns loaded. Y'all got your guns loaded? That devil ain't got nothing on us, glory to God. Yes, it was, Isaac. We're going to do that again as the Lord leads. The Lord just placed it in my heart just a few minutes. I don't even remember when I texted people that we were going to do it. I think it was about 1:45, wasn't it? 5:45. Okay. Okay. 5:45 is when I put it on the outreach, I guess. But anyway, we had a pretty good crowd. I don't remember how many was in there, but we had a real good crowd, and it was good. We got a lot of warfare done, praying for various and sundrious things that we needed to pray for. And God's answering them. God's answering them. Yeah. Well, that's the way the Lord does sometimes, isn't it, Missy? Yeah. All right. Are there any questions from anybody that has not spoken in tongues? Is there any questions that you'd like to answer, like to have answered? The only hindrance is actually is like, Julia was talking about, repent of any kind of occultic practices in the past or anything that was handed down in your family like that. You can repent of that, cast it off. It's done. You're open. Go for it. You're ready to go. And there's no hindrances. The Lord said this. He said, and I'm going to paraphrase it in my language. He said that he would, if you ask him, he'll give it to you. If you ask the Lord, he'll give it to you. And that's a solid, you can trust him to do it too. The problem is we got this thing here that our mind, it says, I don't know if that's tongues or not. Yeah, it is. Lord said it was. And if he said it was, then bless God, go ahead and go for it. Because it'll come. I don't know if everybody has struggled with it. I know some people that just as soon as they got baptized in the Holy Spirit, they just took off. Took off. I've prayed for many of people that they just take off right away. Take off right away. We've had people on here take off right away after we prayed for them. Lord of God. God is, he's an all right God. Yeah, Missy.
I didn't know a whole lot about speaking in tongues. I went to Assembly of God for a while, and then it was right after that I started meeting with this related assembly that I was in and we're still in. But anyway, my ex-husband's cousin prayed for me and to receive. All I knew is when I was in the Assembly of God, I knew that people would speak in tongues and then someone would interpret, you know,
you're talking about in a fellowship setting.
Yeah. And when I was going to Assembly of God.
Yep.
And, and you know, she asked me if I wanted to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and, you know, speak in tongues. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't really know a whole lot about it except a little bit of experience I had. Well, she spoke in tongues a little bit and then she interpreted it. And it was, I don't remember exactly what it was, something about the Lord said that I'm his daughter and that he loves me, something to that effect. But anyway, so she said, you know, now later, you know, you can just, you know, while you're off by yourself, just open in your mouth and let it roll, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I did, and it was just a few syllables or whatever, and I don't even remember if I did anything with it after that, you know, or even, you know, I mean, I had no idea that it was the Spirit praying through me or anything like that. And then I'm trying to think, what year was that that I received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues filled with, like maybe
2000. It really doesn't make any difference, sure, does it?
Yeah, but it was just, it's probably like 97, maybe 98 now I'm thinking about it. But it wasn't until I came to UBM. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Then I had some fellowship with a sister that was in the assembly before I quit going with Merle. And she had the gift of tongues. And I think, you know, she spurred me on, you know, about that. And then, you know, I would do it now and then. But it was like when I started doing it, it was pretty much a full language, but I didn't really, really, really start using it until I came to UVM. So, okay. And really started understanding more about it and everything. So.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Angelica.
I wanted to see if I could pray
sure.
About this, just about, I guess, against any hindrances and
yep.
That the Lord would bless us. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you so much, Father God, for just your Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the Comforter, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are an advocate, Father God, that you're constantly interceding for us, Father God, so that we can enter into eternal life with you, Father God. And we're not worthy, Father God, of this precious gift that you've given us, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you. That by your grace, Father God, all of these hindrances, Father God, that hinder us and delay us, Father God, from using the weapon of our warfare, Father God. We ask you to forgive us, Lord God. And Lord, we come against any religious spirit, any religious understanding, false doctrine, Lord God, any fear of the unknown, fear of losing control, Jezebel, anything, Father God, that would hinder us, Father God, from just trusting you, Father God, trusting that you gave us this precious gift and that it's holy. Like your word says, Father God, that if we being evil know how to give good gifts, Father God, how much more you, Father God, who gives us the spirit, Father God. And so we just thank you, Father God, for this precious gift. We ask that you give us an accepting heart to receive, Father God, the fullness of your spirit, Father God, and that you gift each one according to the will of your Holy Spirit, Father God, and that you gift us all with this awesome gift to be able to edify ourselves, Father God, and others. And we know that we can also intercede for others as well, Father God. And so we just thank you for doing that, Father God. We ask that you give us this grace to just naturally pray more, Father God, and step out, Father God, and cast down the vain imaginations and the thoughts of the enemy that say we're silly or we sound stupid. It's fine, Father God, because we're fools for Christ's sake. And we just thank you so much, Father God, for setting us free, Father God, and making us a mighty army, Father God, to be reckoned with in the spirit, Father God, that we just willingly, Father God, pick up these weapons, Father God, and go to war and be effective, Father God, as each one of us as members of the body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. We break the power of the enemy against anyone who wants to receive the gift of tongues right now. In the Jesus' name, we command those walls down in Jesus' name, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Gifts tongues. Holy Spirit's tongues in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for everybody here that needs it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that they're all going to be speaking in a totally complete language after tonight in Jesus' name. We declare and decree it. Praise you, Father. Woo, my.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. How many of you ever been awakened at night? And didn't know what, but you knew you had to pray, but you didn't know what to pray for. And you just prayed in tongues until you got a release. Never did find out who it was. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But you'll know in heaven because it's going to come up to you and thank you. Praise God. Yeah, go ahead, Isaac.
No, that was just me raising my hand. But I kind of raised my hand before I really listened to you. I shouldn't do that. Note self. But, I've had it before where I've woke up praying in tongues, where I fell asleep praying in tongues. That actually happened to me when, my dad passed away. It was like a few days later. I was really hurting pretty bad over it. And, I just was praying in tongues. And just praying in the spirit to get through it. And man, I was laying in bed kind of in a feeble position, and I woke up in the morning. I was still praying in tongues, but that was the release I needed. Matter of fact, another good one that my mom told me this. This is how she got the gift of tongues. It's like I say, there's just so many different ways the Lord administers this gift. And, she was real depressed, and you know, I don't not sound morbid. She told me she was contemplating suicide. Okay. And she said she was really contemplating it, and she was in a room by herself and just really bad off. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit hit her hard. She started praying in tongues. Never did that before, and started praying in tongues. It just came over her. And she said, and when she did that, she was able to see these demons that were acting her on and trying to get her and dancing around her to get her to do this thing. And obviously when the spirit came, they left. And that's how she get it. She got the tongues. And I always remember her telling me that. And I thought that was really, really interesting. But anyways.
God is so good. His grace just far exceeds anything that we can even imagine. What a God. He'll catch us at our lowest, and before we walk out of there, we'll be singing and smiling from ear to ear and a skip in our walk. Lord of God, He's done that too. Hey, that's another thing, what he's just talking about. If you get a oppression or depression, start singing or praising God in tongues and praying in the spirit instantly, almost instantly will leave you. You can't praise God and feel any oppression, because when you praise God, he looked at, look at that, glory to God, get off of my brother, get off my son down there, get off my daughter, you ugly spirit. Next thing you know, you're just praising God and you're happy again. You got peace in you. Or call somebody, like Julie said, or call someone to pray that oppression off of you. But you have the same power that they got. Just praise it off. You can do that. Yeah, there you go. Put that mighty war music on, glory to God, and go to war with them. That's good stuff. Yeah, Julie.
Well, the reason I said that, I said, or call someone to pray with you, because sometimes you need help. There's been times that Marilyn and Missy and you've helped me, and Angelica, you've helped me pray stuff off because I couldn't get it off by myself. You know,
it helps.
And it just takes, you know, if one will send 1,000,
yeah,
two will send 10,000. So, you know, sometimes you got, you know, that you need more than just yourself to do. I mean, I got the Lord's army, you know.
You do. You do. Go ahead, Geneva.
I was going to say, too, in the middle of the night, you know, when Micah's woken up, the Lord is put it on my heart, start praying in tongues, and to his spirit to comfort her. And every time she falls back asleep. So, she'll be crying and crying and crying. I'll just be praying, thank the Lord. And then I'll just hear her finally stop. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. So that's definitely Lord. I did want to ask for prayer real quick. Before I got off here, which I don't want to change subject, so if we need to come back, that's fine. But I was listening to Morgan's brothers. They were all here earlier, and they were talking. I guess their grandma, we call her Granny, she's got cancer, and they caught it early, which thank goodness. But at the same time, she's going through chemo, and I guess she says it's too hard, so she's just going to quit the chemo. Which, to me, I say praise the Lord, because the Lord can just heal her without any of that. And she's a Christian, and she's real sweet. She's always been so good to us. And I just want to pray and believe, you know, that the Lord's going to heal her and bring her out of this. You know, because she's young. She's only, like, I think in her, like early 70s or whatever. So I just want to pray for her, if you all. Want to believe with me, or do you want me to, does Isaac want to go first? I saw his hand up, so I don't want to change the subject, but.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Excuse me. Lord, thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for who you are and for everything, God, you give us and just your blessings. And I thank you, God, for the gift of the Spirit, Jesus, and that, Lord, we can come to you, Father, and that, Lord, you, your spirit intercedes through us, Jesus. And I just thank you, God, for being with Granny. Lord, I pray that, Father, you do a supernatural healing for her. And, Lord, bless her with faith, God. Lord, I don't know how strong her faith is, but you do. And, Father, I ask that you bless her and you bless Papaw, Lord, with your faith, God, and that they hold firm to the word and to your promises. And Lord, that you bring her out of this, Jesus, and that, God, this is a testimony for the family to see what you can do, Jesus, and what you have done. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you bless me and Morgan to fellowship with her, Lord, and God, if she's struggling somewhere, Lord, and her faith, Lord, bless us with the words to say to her, God. And I just ask that you use us during this time, Father. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for bringing Granny out of this. And I thank you, Jesus, she ain't going to need the chemo, that the report is going to be straight from you, Jesus, that she is healed and it's done. And, it's under the blood of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Father, in your name, pray, amen.
Amen. Do you mind if I pray for?
Yeah, please do.
You did?
Yeah, go for it. Oh. No, yeah, okay. Yeah. No,
I don't. Okay, I understand. Well, Father, we just thank you for the authority you've given us. And in the name of Jesus right now, what's her name? What's your granny's name? Granny's fine.
Granny.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Granny to you. We thank you, Father, for her walk with you. And in the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of cancer to go from her right now in the name of Jesus. And I command that spirit of the fear of cancer to go from her right now in the name of Jesus. You go. And don't you even think about coming back in the name of Jesus. And I command that spirit of death that's trying to lurk around there, you go too in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that she is healed. She's delivered of this. And I praise you, Father. It don't make any difference what the doctors say. She is healed in Jesus' name. And yes, that's right. We break every word curse that the doctors have spoken against her, and we command them as null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that she is healed of this so-called cancer. She never had it because she's a child of God, and she's free of it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that she's going to go in there and rebuke the doctor for calling her that cancer on her. In Jesus' name, give her a boldness, Lord, like she's never had before. And we praise you for it, Father, that she's going to be a testimony to your glory in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for the love that you've placed in her heart for everybody around her in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I believe it. Y'all believe that? Granny is free of this cancer in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Glory to God. She's free. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Andre. Or Anretta.
Hi, it's Anretta. Can I do a quick prayer as well, please?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We thank you, Lord, for Granny, and we give you praise and glory for her healing. In Jesus' mighty name, we break off all the effects of the chemotherapy right now in the name of Jesus. We drain every effect of pharmakia off of her in Jesus' mighty name. We trade that off with the blood of Jesus in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Father, because she was healed. And we give you praise and glory for the manifestation of that healing in Jesus' mighty name. Wholeness, healing, and deliverance in Jesus' name. We receive it in faith. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. It is done. Yes, she is a walking testimony. She will be. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I think we're out of time, aren't we? Let's see. Well, depends on us, doesn't it? I got the switch. All right, anybody else before we close out tonight? Does anybody have any questions about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of tongues? Well, Lord, we just thank you so much for this wonderful gift that you have afforded to everyone as one of yours. And we thank you, Father, that everybody in this fellowship has received or will receive this gift of tongues and will utilize it to the fullest in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us all as we go through the day today or the night tonight, wherever it is, whatever it is. And we thank you, Father, for blessing us all. And Lord, we ask and we pray that you lead us and guide us until we all come together again Thursday night in Jesus' name. Bless my brothers and sisters, Lord, in a mighty way. Glory to God. All right. God bless y'all. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodiles.